If you listen to the radio in Alaska, or if you're involved in the fishing industry, you'll probably recognize this voice.
This is Alaska Fish Radio. I'm Lainey Welch. When I came here, Izzy, I had never even seen a salmon. My life was codfish and haddock and lobsters.
Now 72, Welch came to Alaska in 1986 from Cape Cod, Massachusetts. She got a job producing the Alaska Fisheries Report at KMXT in Kodiak, where she learned the rhythms of commercial fisheries across the state.
I really cut my teeth on not only the fishing activity around the state, but marketing impacts and how Alaska fits into the whole global network of, the seafood commodities trade, which is the largest in the world.
Over the 6 years she worked there, the longtime news director of Dillingham's radio station, KDLG's Bob King, helped Welch learn the ropes of the industry.
Five different species fished with different gears at different times. I was clueless. And Bob King there in Dillingham just sort of took me under his wing and explained to me about the different salmon species and, you know, how they were fished. And he really saved my bacon, I'll tell you.
King helped Welch learn about salmon and crab because of Bristol Bay's sockeye and red king crab fisheries. And he suggested that Welch start writing for trade magazines.
I had name recognition with radio by that time after doing the Alaska Fisheries Report for 6 years. So it was really easy for me to get sponsors. I started writing a newspaper column at the request of the Anchorage Daily News in 1991. And, you know, the rest is history. Here I am, 30 radio stations and nearly 20 print publications, including three nationals, 30 years later.
Welch says what captured her attention was how fish influenced the economy. She says she thinks it's important for anyone who reads or listens to her work to understand how Alaska fits into the global commodities market. Those are her favorite shows, and they're the most popular.
On my website, those are the ones that I'll get huge spikes if I talk about crab markets or salmon markets or what the catch forecasts are. To me, it's all about the marketing of the seafood and, you know, where it goes, what makes it sell, what the trends are. Those are my favorites.
Reflecting on her work, she says much has stayed the same, but there have been some major changes.
Yes, Alaska has made big inroads in adding value to a lot of its products. For example, in your region, 20 years ago, maybe 70% of the sockeye pack would go into cans in Bristol Bay. Now that's more like maybe 20-25% going into cans because the processors have diversified their markets more into fillet and specialty products.
But she says most of Alaska's seafood industry isn't as efficient or as innovative as places like Canada, Iceland, and Japan. A couple communities like Kodiak are using all of the fish, but that's an exception to the rule.
All of the other places, for the most part, are grinding up and dumping all those heads and the skins and livers and other parts that could go into, you know, a global multi-gazillion dollar market for collagens and chondroitins and oils, you know. So to me, that's something that I find that Alaska's getting left behind on.
Welch will continue to write a weekly column for the Anchorage Daily News.
Maybe I'll get into podcasting. Like I said, I want to get into some blogging. And who knows? I think there's going to be a lot of unexpected things that will come my way that I haven't even thought of yet.
She says she's ready for a new adventure. In Dillingham, I'm Izzy Ross.